What is the usual side effect profile that you see with Temsirolinus, and how do you deal with it?
It's an interesting drug. It's actually pretty well tolerated overall. It's given IV once a week. Some of the things that we run into, there are some allergic reactions. We've had some patients with some pretty significant allergic issues. It's rare, but we do give Benadryl up front, and certainly we use steroids if they have any major reactions. But we try to avoid that because it may mitigate some of the biology of mTOR. In addition, patients can run into rash. We see that in about 10 or 20% of patients. It can be a full body kind of drug rash, and that can definitely be limiting in terms of giving the medication. We do see some mild thrombocytopenia, but not a lot of cytopenias. Fatigue can happen in some patients. We do get some diarrhea. Generally mild, though. I would say overall, we've had a pretty good side effect profile tolerance. The one other side effect that's relatively unclear at this point in time is a pneumonitis. And that's something that we've seen a little bit more chronically in patients. But in patients that are on this drug for a long period of time at full dose, it's actually becoming more and more apparent that that's a pretty common side effect. It tends to be a subclinical pneumonitis, meaning you'll see it on CT scan, but you won't necessarily have patients complaining of shortness of breath or cough. So how clinically significant that is right now, I don't think we fully understand, but it doesn't appear to be a dramatic kind of fulminant course. So it's something we've managed conservatively for the most part. So overall, pretty well tolerated profile, but a drug that I will say in practice so far has pretty much been regulated to the third line setting. So patients are primarily being managed with sunitinib maybe up front, sorafenib in the second line setting, maybe some Avastin, and then maybe getting to Torsel or Temsirolimus in that third or even fourth line setting. But even there, patients have tolerated it pretty well.